Bobby said.
Madam Vice President, Ecuador is grateful for the update from the Deputy High Commissioner and reiterates its deep concern at the situation of human rights in Nicaragua, the shrinking of the civil space and the lack of basic guarantees for democracy. We condemn the use of deprivation of liberty to keep a climate of fear within the population, as well as the strong restrictions of freedom of peaceful assembly and for expression of opinion. We deplore the annulment of the legal status for civil society organisations, the arbitrary removal of nationality for certain persons, as well as serious attacks on university independence. We reject the criminalisation of all dissenting voices, including human rights defenders, leaders of the opposition, social leaders, indigenous peoples, journalists and members of different religious groups. We are particularly concerned at the constitutional amendment of the 22nd of November 2024 because it undermines the separation of powers and eradicates the constitutional prohibition of censoring the press. Finally, we would hope that the elections that will take place in 2026 will be free, fair, inclusive, transparent and credible. I thank you.